Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, September 6, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Fry Fire. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we delve into captivating topics from the vast world of Wikipedia, transforming the ordinary into the extraordinary through engaging narratives. Today, we will explore the Fry Fire, a significant wildfire incident that took place in Arizona's Coronado National Forest in June 2017. Fires, like many natural phenomena, have the ability to instill both awe and fear. Depending on where we stand in relation to these events, a fire can represent destruction, renewal, or the precarious balance in ecosystems. Today, we will go behind the smoke and flames to understand the Fry Fire, its impact, and its relevance in the ongoing discourse about climate change, land management, and public safety. So let's start by setting the stage. What exactly was the Fry Fire? The Fry Fire ignited on June 7, 2017, and rapidly expanded due to the combination of dry conditions, high winds, and a dense supply of forest fuel, an environment almost tailor-made for fire. Within just a few days, it had burned over 46,000 acres, leading to the evacuation of various communities and restrictions on access to parts of the Coronado National Forest. As you can imagine, this had a dramatic effect not just on the landscape, but on the people living in and around the immediate area. Picture those initial moments when the fire was first detected. Forest rangers and local firefighting crews probably exchanged worried glances as they began to assess this newly lit threat. For many residents, leaving their homes, often filled with years of memories and possessions, becomes an emotional struggle. What would you take with you if you were to evacuate in moments? Would you prioritize irreplaceable family photos or perhaps some treasured heirlooms? The Fry Fire didn't just pose a risk to physical property. It was a true test of community resilience, determination, and emotional strength. The response to the Fry Fire engaged numerous firefighting resources. Over 900 personnel were deployed to tackle the blaze. Agencies such as the U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, and local fire departments came together in a concerted effort to contain the flames. Collaboration is critical in these situations. Every minute counts when dealing with a fast-moving fire. Have you considered the coordination and planning involved in managing such a diverse group of responders during a crisis? The ripples of this fire extended beyond just immediate firefighting efforts. The aftermath brought to the surface essential conversations about land management and the effects of fire on ecosystems. Wildfires are often perceived negatively, yet in many ecological systems, fire plays a natural role in regrowth. Certain species of trees, like the lodgepole pine, actually rely on the heat of fire to open their pine cones and release seeds. It's fascinating to think about how fire, often viewed as a villain, is also part of the natural rhythm of life. In the wake of the Fry Fire, discussions emerged around how climate change impacts our wildfire seasons. As temperatures rise and precipitation patterns shift, wildland fires become more frequent and severe. How do you view this shift? Is the increase in wildfires simply a product of environmental change, or is it indicative of a larger systemic failure in our approach to managing natural resources? The Fry Fire resulted in a landscape that, though scarred, also offered new opportunities for ecological development. In nature, the concept of recovery takes time. The soil, previously hard and packed, now has room to breathe and regenerate new life. This dichotomy of destruction and rebirth is intrinsic to the cycles of ecosystems. Grasses and wildflowers often return to soil that has seen fire, creating a vibrant tapestry of color and life. With that in mind, we must also critically contemplate the human side of recovery. Many victims of the Fry Fire found themselves navigating the aftermath of recovery, which sometimes involves lengthy insurance claims and governmental aid. Recovery isn't just physical. It digs deep into the psyche of communities that must reconcile with loss while striving to rebuild. Have you ever experienced recovery from a major disaster? What steps did you take, and what support played a role in your process? Looking at the Fry fire can teach us important lessons about preparation, response, and recovery in the face of the fires that plague our environment. The first responders in such incidents face the daunting challenge of safeguarding lives, homes, and the environment, which can sometimes pit them against the forces of nature in an uphill battle. As we consider the implications of the Fry fire, it invites us to reflect on how we can better prepare ourselves for such events in the future. What measures might we undertake to protect our homes? Could we advocate for more significant land management reforms? Engaging with our communities and fostering a culture of preparedness can make a world of difference. So as we wrap up this poignant exploration of the Fry fire, let us encourage you to dive deeper. Educate yourself about fire safety and land management. Reach out to local organizations focused on fire response and recovery efforts. How can you contribute to making your community a safer, more resilient place? Thank you for joining us on this informative journey through the Fry fire. Let's continue to spark conversations, explore new ideas, and learn from our past to make a brighter and safer future. Remember, every discussion begins with curiosity, so keep asking questions. Until next time, stay informed and engaged.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Fry Fire. Thanks for listening. See you next time.